Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Thanks for joining us.
Hi everyone, I'm Pauline. Let's play ball. Today's topic is e-report.
And the title of our lesson today is A Great Baseball Team. A Great Baseball Team. Well, let me tell you friends, we are going to enjoy today.
I am all ready. This month, we have already learned about baseball, so I am ready to learn about a great baseball team.
Yes, we are going to learn about that. But we are also learning about history, too.
What do you mean?
Well, baseball is played in America, and it is played in Japan. But did you know that it is a very popular sport in Taiwan, too?
How did that happen? That sounds very interesting.
It is a great story, and I went all the way to Taidong to find the answer.
Wow, and what did you learn?
Well, we will find out today. But first, let's look at those key words with our teacher, Christina.
Hello, 我们今天要介绍的是红叶少棒队。这支少棒队来自台东的红叶村，去年就有一次台风重创了这个地区。A big typhoon hit the area. 台风就是 typhoon. 红叶村就是红叶 village. 村庄就是 village. 这个受到风灾蹂躏的地方其实就是红叶少棒队的故乡。这支少棒队最初就是在红叶国小成立的。This youth baseball team was from Maple Leaf Elementary School. Elementary 是形容词初级基础的意思。小学就是 elementary school. 之所以在小学创立这个少棒队呢，是因为学生常常不来上课，所以校长为了吸引小朋友来上课，才创立了棒球队。校长是 principal. The principal started the baseball team.由于经费有限，所以小朋友每天都用木棍和石头练球，也开始跟别的球队比赛。在1968年，他们居然打败了世界冠军的队伍。They beat a world champion team. 名词 champion 就是冠军。这支世界冠军的球队是从日本来的明星队。The team was from overseas.句尾的 overseas 就是从国外来的或者是海外的意思。之后红叶队就代表台湾出国比赛，扬名国际。
Today, I am in Taidong. Welcome to today's e-report.My name is Peter, and I am at Maple Leaf Elementary School. This elementary school has some of the best youth baseball players in Taiwan, and I get to play with them today. But how did baseball become so popular in Taiwan? Well, come with me, and I'll tell you all about it.Baseball is a popular sport. Many people like to watch baseball or play baseball in the summer. It is a fun and exciting game. Baseball began as an American sport, but today it is played around the world. People in many places play the game in parks, at school, and in yards. Baseball is especially popular in Taiwan. Why?Well, it all started about 50 years ago with a small group of elementary school students from a small Taiwanese village. These children were very poor, and they didn't even have money to buy real baseball equipment. But they played baseball so well, they ended up creating international news.I really enjoyed getting up to go to the mountains in Taidong. I got to find out about Taiwan baseball.
But baseball is from America. How did this sport become so popular in Taiwan?
Great question, Pauline. And the answer to that question is in Taidong. There are many countries that play baseball, such as Japan, Korea, and China.
Baseball certainly is played all around the world. The world is round, and many countries around it play baseball. So we can say it this way, around the world.
And it is especially popular in Taiwan.
So you said that some of the best elementary school baseball players are from this place, Maple Leaf Elementary School, right?
Yes. It's hard to believe that a small school in a small area of the country could be that good and affect the country so much.
Yes, I heard that they ended up creating international news. Let's look at this a little bit more with our teacher, Christina.
这些孩子虽然买不起球具，但是他们打球打得太好了，最后还上了国际新闻。They ended up creating international news. 片语 end up 是最后结果怎么样的意思。如果某个人最终赢得比赛，那么 he ended up the winner. 或者坏人最后被抓进监牢里， he ended up in jail.而今天讲的这些红叶少棒的运动员们 They ended up creating international news 创造了国际新闻注意到它的句型是 end up doing something end up 后面可以接动名词片语来看一个例子 We ended up going to a movie 我们结果去看了一场电影
Thanks Christina So the schoolisn't fancy, and they have less than 100 students when I went there.
I know that when it came to school sports, if your school is big, then it is usually better at sports.
Yes, that is true. A school with more students and more money will be able to make a very good baseball team.
Well, so I am interested in hearing more about the history of this small school with such a great team.
That's right.I loved hearing more about this story. So friends, why don't we sit back, relax, and learn more about this amazing place? Hi everyone. I want to introduce you to some of my friends. These are some of the players on the Maple Leaf Elementary School baseball team. Say hi everyone.
Hi.
These are some of the best youth baseball team players in Taiwan. But here's the most interesting thing is their school is a very small school. There are only about 50 students here. Their school isn't fancy, but they have a strong baseball team. This village has experienced a lot, but they continue to stay strong and even make news today.In 2016, a terrible typhoon hit Taidong. The typhoon brought heavy rain and strong winds, which created a landslide. This landslide buried a lot of Hongye village and created a lot of damage. Behind me is Hongye village. People have taken years to build their life here, but with one terrible typhoon,Everything came crashing down, and they are still trying to clean and rebuild from here. Thankfully, no one was hurt, but people had to spend several weeks cleaning up after the typhoon left. It was a powerful reminder that we must be very careful when big storms like typhoons happen. Even though the people of this village have struggled, they have also had many victories as well.The most famous story happened in 1960.
Hey, look at those guys. That is the baseball team. Peter, you must feel lucky to have played with them.
I could come and play baseball with them for their baseball practice. They are very good, as you can see.
This village is also known for something else. A typhoon hit last year, right?
Yes, we learn about the area where this team plays baseball. In 2016, a big typhoon hit this area of Taiwan. It was very serious.
A typhoon is a big storm, a very big storm. The winds can be very strong, the rain very strong. Well, let's just say that you should be inside for at least a day and hope everything is okay outside.
We came after the typhoon was there, and there was still a lot of damage. You can see that there was a very big landslide right in the village.
What is the name of this village, Peter?
Okay, so it's called Hongye Village. It's named after a maple leaf. Maple leaves are really beautiful, and they turn red in the fall.
Wow, I didn't know they had maple leaf trees in Taiwan. Okay, but let's get back to the story. Back in the 1960s.
Oh, great point, because Christina can share more about this with us right now.
早在1960年代，大部分红叶国小的学生都是农家子弟。我们来学一下句首用的 back in 1960s。1960后面之所以加了一个 s 是表示1960到1969那几年中，而 back in 1960s 这里用了 back， 有追溯回想到过去那个时代的意思，加了这个副词 back 会让你描述更带有追念过去的情怀。我们来看例句， They moved here back in 1966， 他们早在1966年搬到这里来。The museum was built back in 1887. 这个博物馆建于1887年。
Thanks, Christina. So this principal had a really good idea to start a baseball team. This encouraged kids to come to school.
The children came to school early for baseball practice and then went to class and learned.
Well,I think right now it's time for a short break. Friends, you are doing great. We'll see you right after this. See you soon.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day.
Welcome back, friends. So, Peter, we learned that this team started in the 1960s, but what is it like today?
Well, yes, in the 60s, they're very good, and they are still good today. That's one of the amazing things about this baseball team and their history. It was very fun to see them play. They try very hard each day.
Wow, well, I'm excited to learn more. I hope you are too, friends. Let's go ahead and watch the next part together.
Back in the 1960s, most of the students at Maple Leaf Elementary School were the children of farmers. At that time, these farmers didn't really understand the importance of education. So many times parents would keep their children home from school so they could help out on the farms. The principal and teachers of Maple Leaf Elementary School really wanted these children to have a good education.So they tried to think of ways to encourage the students to come to school. The principal noticed the children in the village really enjoyed baseball. So he came up with an idea. He started a baseball team and invited the children to join. The children would come to school early, practice for the baseball team, and then afterward go to class and learn.Because the school was very poor, they didn't have enough money for real baseball equipment. So instead, they played with sticks and stones. This was dangerous, of course, but the kids had fun. They practiced every day and started to compete against other teams around the island. In August of 1968,A world champion little league team from overseas came to Taiwan to play baseball. Up to that time, no Taiwanese youth team had ever beaten a team from overseas. But to everyone's surprise, when the Maple Leaf Elementary School team played against the visiting team, they won the game with a score of 7-0. The students were so excited. Soon, news of the victory spread around the island. The young players of the Maple Leaf team became heroes. The Maple Leaf team became more and more famous. Eventually, anytime the Maple Leaf baseball team played a game, people from all around Taiwan would gather around TV sets to watch the games. The story of the 1968 Maple Leaf baseball team is amazing. It shows that anyone from anywhere can do anything. We all face challenges in life, but if we try hard, we can overcome those challenges. So, thanks for joining me today. This is Peter for eReport, and I'll see you next time. So an international baseball team came to play. Hongye had never played in a game like this before.
Right. No Taiwanese youth team had ever beaten a team from overseas.
But when the Maple Leaf Elementary School played the game against this team, they won.
Wow! They beat them 7-0. They really won. When we say scores, we use the word two. The score was 5-8. But in this championship game, it was 7-0.
These kids became heroes. That means they became very important. I have talked to many Taiwanese, and they still know the story and the history of this baseball game.
Right. They became so famous that whenever this little team would play, people would gather around TV sets to watch.
Yes, and TV sets. We can just say the word TV, but you can say both, of course. So this story is a good one and continues today.
Yes, I can see now that this village has faced many challenges, but they didn't give up.
That's right. The team this year was also very good, and they tried their best. I even saw them in Taipei this year. I know they will be playing baseball all of their lives.
So this is how Taiwan started to like baseball. Friends, who knows, maybe you can do something amazing like this too. But for the moment, we are done with our story, and we need to review those great key words we learned today.
Here's the first key word from today. Typhoon. Typhoon. Stay inside. A typhoon is coming.
Village. Village. Not many people live in this village.
Elementary school. Elementary school. Children, go into the elementary school.
Principal. Principal. The principal talked to the students.
Champion. Champion. The champion won all the games.
Overseas. Overseas. Ted is going overseas to study. Okay, friends, those are your key words for today. Keep on studying.
And now it's time for Super Sentence Man.
smartphone. It's not that smart, if you ask me. What are you doing anyway, huh? I know, you're sending messages to boys, aren't you?
Grandma, I'm just trying to...
Oh, you don't need to tell me. I know how they are. They say they love you one day, and then they break your heart the next. You need to wait for the right one to come along. Did I ever tell you how I knew your grandfather was the right one?
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you. I remember when we first met, there was
no man had ever treated me like your grandfather did when he first met me.
Oh, what did you say, Lisa?
I said today's super sentence, which is, no something had ever done something.
Who are you? And what are you doing in my house?
It's okay, Grandma. It's Super Sentence Man. He comes whenever someone needs a super sentence.
Well, that's not very polite. You should have at least knocked at the door.
Oh, but I was behind the sofa.
Men these days.
Well, anyway, I'm here because you need this sentence. No man had ever treated me like your grandfather did when he first met me.
Yes, that's true.
And that is super. Remember, a super sentence every day will make your English great. Goodbye.
Goodbye, and lock the door. Lisa, you're still on your smartphone.
Grandma, I'm using my smartphone to make a reservation.
Oh,
I'm taking you out to dinner tonight.
Oh, is your handsome boyfriend coming?
Grandma, I don't have a boyfriend.
That's my girl. Wait for the right one to come along.
Thanks for learning about this wonderful history with us today. And now I think it's time to root for our school teams.
All right. Well, we hope you also enjoyed learning about this special team. And we hope you'll come back and join us tomorrow right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.